Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 4. Interpretation of Biliteral Diagram When Marked with Counters. The diagram is supposed to be set before us with certain counters placed upon it, and the problem is to find out what proposition or propositions the counters represent. As the process is simply the reverse of that discussed in the previous chapter, we can avail ourselves of the results there obtained as far as they go. First, let us suppose that we find a red counter placed in the northwest cell. We know that this represents each the trio of equivalent propositions. Sum xy exist equals sum xry equals sum y or x. Similarly, we may interpret a red counter when placed in the northeast or southwest or southeast cell. Next, let us suppose that we find a gray counter placed in the northwest cell. We know that this represents each of the trio of equivalent propositions no xy exists, no x or y equals no y or x. Similarly, we may interpret a gray counter when placed in the northeast or southwest or southeast cell. Next, let us suppose that we find a red counter placed on the partition which divides the north half. We know that this represents the proposition sum x exists. Similarly, we may interpret a red counter when placed on the partition which divides the south or west or east half. Next, let us suppose that we find two red counters placed in the north half, one in each cell. We know that this represents the double proposition, sum x or y and sum or y prime. Similarly, we may interpret two red counters when placed in the south or west or east half. Now let us suppose that we find two gray counters placed in the north half, one in each cell. We know that this represents the proposition, no x exist. Similarly, we may interpret two gray counters when placed in the south or west or east half. Lastly, let us suppose that we find a red and a gray counter placed in the north half, the red in the northwest cell and the gray in the northeast cell. We know that this represents the proposition, all x are y. Note that the half, occupied by the two counters, settles what is to be the subject of the proposition, and that the cell occupied by the red counter settles what is to be its predicate. Similarly, we may interpret a red and a gray counter when placed in any one of the seven similar positions. Red in northeast, gray in northwest. Red in southwest, gray in southeast. Red in southeast, gray in southwest. Red in northwest, gray in southwest. Red in southwest, gray in northwest. Red in northeast, gray in southeast, red in southeast, gray in northeast. Once more, the genial friend must be appealed to and requested to examine the reader on tables 2 and 3, and to make him not only represent propositions, but also interpret diagrams when marked with counters. The questions and answers should be like this. Question. Represent no x prime or y prime. Answer. Gray counter in southeast cell. Question. Interpret red counter on east partition. Answer. Sum y prime exists. Question. Represent all y prime are x. Answer. Red in northeast cell, gray in southeast. Question. Interpret gray counter in southwest cell. Answer. No x prime y exist equal no x prime are y equal no y are x, and so on and so forth. At first, the examinee will need to have the board and counters before him, but he will soon learn to dispense with these and to answer with his eyes shut or gazing into vacancy. The end of Chapter 4 and the end of Book 3. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.